Day 13, December 12th. Today's reflection is based on Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 through 39, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Patrick Marshall, class of 2024. We don't expect to encounter language of woe and judgment in this season of hope, peace, joy, and love, but Jesus meets us here with a call to honest self-examination and repentance. Jesus' harsh words in these verses are directed not toward unbelieving sinners, but to the religious leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, those who were thought of by others and themselves as righteous and faithful. And by extension, Jesus' words here are directed toward us. It's easy to read this text and think, yes, they are hypocrites. It is much harder to ask, how am I a whitewashed tomb? Where is the disconnect between my actions and beliefs? It's easy to say, if I had lived in the days of my ancestors, say, during the Holocaust or civil rights movement, I would have spoken up and done the right thing. It's much harder to say, what am I doing now? We must do the hard work of examining our own hypocrisy and sin so that we can take steps to change it. Advent is a season in which we wait for the coming of Christ, not just the way Christ came 2,000 years ago, but also the way that Christ will come again. Waiting does not just mean sitting around doing nothing. We are called to active waiting. We are called to prepare this world and our lives for the coming of the Lord. We do that in part through self-examination, repentance, and working for justice. By doing this, we are creating space in this world and in our own lives for Christ to be born. Today's prayer. Lord, as we wait for your coming, help us not to wait passively. May we, with hopeful anticipation, do the hard work of honest self-examination and repentance, so that the faith we bear witness to in the world might match the faith that lives inside of us. Use this season to transform us in Christ. Amen.